The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Hi, I'm here with engineer Mohammad Gauss Ahmad. He's the project director of Advanced Metering Infrastructure from Tenaga Nasional Berhad. Engineer Mohammad Gauss, tell us what this smart meter is all about.
Okay, smart meters or advanced metering infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It is a device that automatically records electricity consumption, and also it enables two-way communication for us to get the meter data to our center in TMB.
Right.
And it allows customers to manage and monitor their electricity consumption and also understand their bill better. Smart meter is part of an initiative under the digitalization of Malaysia and also Industrial Revolution 4.0. And this program is actually mandated under Suruhanjaya Tenaga. Smart meter is very important as part of what the government is looking in terms of restructuring industry, where it gives better customer experience in the future energy landscape when there will be multi-retailers or customers have the choice to use different retailers. Smart meters will be able to enable this process.
So the rollout plan for the smart metering system, can you take us through what is ahead for Tenaga Nasional?
At the moment, we have 9 million household and commercial customers, and we plan to complete the whole rollout of 9 million by 2026.
Mm-hmm.
2018 to 2020, we planning to complete 1.5 million meters, which 300,000 is in Melaka, 1.2 million is in Klang Valley.
Mm-hmm.
We have completed like 267,000 in Melaka. So soon we're going to roll out in Klang Valley, like 1.2 million meters for some portion of Klang Valley.
The process of installing these new smart meters would involve Tenaga having to contact the house owners to fix an appointment. Is that how it works?
What we're going to happen is we're going to give a notice to every house. From the notice, the customer will be able to know there will be people coming to change the meters, which is free. And for those who are not able to have that done during our time that we have planned, they can always make appointment and seek the time and the date that they're available for us to install.
So what are some of the main concerns with these smart meters following up on what you have already installed?
This smart meter works with radio frequency. Many of the customers worry about radio frequency. Our radio frequency is much lower than the one we use for Wi-Fi and also for microwave. Actually, the RF pole that we put in the area is much, much safer than the microwave that we use in the house.
I've been speaking with engineer Mohammad Gauss Ahmad. He is the project director of Advanced Metering Infrastructure from Tenaga Nasional Berhad. He's been talking to us about the smart meter program that Tenaga is implementing at the moment. I'm Keith Kam for BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.